Maybe.
Something. Something is happening.
Well.
Okay.
That's all we can ask.
Because I was going to go into like a long diatribe about like old products and like utensils, but maybe not for the pod.
Please do.
We should just air every snippet of us trying to figure this out.
Air every grievance we have.
Exactly as this is.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Everything.
Poor maintenance, really.
Oil them up. No grinding. It's just that simple.
You know.
And boom, you're a mechanic.
Sand.
Paper.
Sand would fuck shit up, I think.
That would.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, wood fuck shit up?
Yeah.
Sand wood.
Sand in your gears?
Wood in your gears? Look, pretty much anything in there that's not like a lubricant.
Yeah.
That would fuck your gears up.
Our gears are fucked. We're fucked. Hello. Good welcome. Good even.
We're not short on material. What are you talking about?
We're shutterbugs.
I wasn't invited here to fill space.
Dave's here for comedic relief from our poor
community. Who is strange man in our apartment?
How did you get a mic? Did you bring your own?
I bought my own and secretly plugged it in.
Not
you
even
mixing your drinks.
Not even that. Just like self-recording in the corner and then like emails the soundbite to me and it's just like add this in at 4:05. Add this in at 3:32.
How do you know where? I was listening.
I
said something really funny at 15:09. Can you please keep it?
It's horrifying.
Horrifying.
Sure. I'll let it slide this time.
What are we?
I'm Kaylee. That are Sam.
I are Sam.
I are
this
Dave.
Are Dave. Dave's.
I think we're just using my name now, right?
Yeah, I think everyone kind of knows.
Yeah.
Living da vida loca.
Ew. What keeps popping up on your screen? Like,
I don't know.
My guess is it's just screaming at her to finally kill it.
Oh.
It's like, just let me die. Right?
If I close it for more than 2 days and don't run anything on it, it just has a hard time waking up.
That thing is the Apple version of Methuselah.
It's only been awake for 1 hour, so it's just a struggle.
So it's literally like a 100-year-old person who's done with life, ready to die, but you won't pull the plug.
Yeah, I just keep asking for more. And it gives it.
Like, it's like, it if you reach the 100-year mark, your will changes and I get more inheritance. And you're trying to drag it out.
Yeah.
Get him in that iron lung and just keep him going.
Like my life insurance policy.
Why does your laptop have polio? Like...
Because it wasn't vaccinated, okay?
I was going to say, I'm sure that thing has plenty of viruses.
It definitely
or
has.
Or it was vaccinated. That's why it's so slow.
Oh, Jenny McCarthy. Yeah.
New information out. Sam is now anti-vax.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Could you imagine?
Yes,
I'm like the opposite of anti-vax. I'm like,
right, like, you're like preaching for people to
just
vaccinate.
Like, give me a vaccination.
Right?
Oh, are you up to date on yours?
For like,
okay.
Can I have one for tonsillitis? Or like, can I just have a vaccine for whatever you got?
I'll take your vaccination. I hear you're trialing a vaccination for AIDS.
I'll take
I'm at basically no risk for HIV, but give me a shot. Let's see what happens. You know,
I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to get. I work in the health field.
Is that hepatitis potential. Vaccinations? Well, it's going to take 7 months. I got time.
Whatever. I'm here. I ain't doing
much. I'm around. It's okay.
Like, how many tetanus boosters do you need? One a month? All right, whatever.
I mean, if I can, yeah.
I'll do whatever you want. Get the MMR booster as often as possible.
One a day.
Every day. I actually just have measles, mumps, and rubella now.
I am currently dying. Of these diseases.
I'm like Mr. Burns. I have everything.
Oh, and like sometimes three of it.
Invincible? No, a slight breeze could kill you. Yes, invincible.
Juvenile diabetes? A little bit, yes. We're just going to do Simpsons quotes.
But they can be no longer than 30 seconds of direct quotable content.
New York, New York, New York is that away, man.
Thanks, kid.
It's a hell of a town. That's enough.
Oh, I love that. Keep going.
Why did I start in like the middle of that's it? That's the end of yeah, that. That's the end of that song.
Oh. Foiled again.
I'm not sure if your listeners can tell, but this is a little different, I guess, than the normal episode.
It's probably not really. Opening exactly the same as normal.
This is how we usually do it, but this time we're not stopping. We're not watching anything. We're just chatting.
We're just having a little chit-chat, a little get ready with me, except we're not getting ready.
It's been a while, and you don't know what we're doing.
Does anyone? Because I don't.
You get the unmistakable pleasure of listening to our sultry voices.
Yeah.
Deep in your ear holes.
Even if you don't care what we're saying.
24/7.
It's fine.
I like to do a little check, like every time during the pod, that you say ear holes or talk about your listeners' ears.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's playing his own drinking game with him.
That's fun. Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't really drink when I do listen to him because I'm driving very, very large.
So you keep a tally and then you go home and do that many shots?
Yeah. Saves it for later.
Ear holes, ear holes, ear holes.
Oh, do it. Do more. Do it.
Alcohol poison.
Yeah, well, you're here now.
We're waiting.
Oh, you're here. Okay. You can hear us.
Guest of horror here. Play get it. The game.
You can hear us. That's another one. That's no. Good.
Today we're drinking vodka.
We're drinking fucking everything.
Of course. Oh, we did this fancy new whiskey.
It's a Japanese whiskey called Suntory, which maybe isn't how it's pronounced, but that's okay.
Suntory.
I got.
I have to edit that out.
No, leave that in. That was beautiful. It's actually probably how it's supposed to be pronounced. They do have, for your interest, Dave, they do have a more expensive, nicer version, which is like $100 for a bottle, which in America would probably be like $60 or something.
Like $30 on a corner.
Well, I know that the one that I bought today is like people in the U.S. drink it a decent amount because it retails for like $40.
Okay.
But for here, that's closer to 60.
Canada, so. Am I right?
Oh, Canada.
With the exchange, it's like even less money.
Should we go American shopping?
We're coming for you, America.
I'm actually afraid to step foot in the U.S. until things get sorted.
Hey, well. I'm going to go there, get my pussy grabbed, get my alcohol, and get right out.
You know,
you got a list.
I got
things to do.
I mean, someone can violently grab my pussy just like slightly if it means I can come back with cheap booze.
Right.
That's like, low price.
Whatever.
If you give me a two liter of vodka,
you can grab it. I'll just let you. I'll be like, you can't see. Oh. No one can see, but she's legs are spread.
That's spread eagle.
Hey, now I showered today. Fishy. It should be very mild.
Fishy yet aromatic. smells like pussy. The cat's over here.
Lily's right.
It's Lily.
Me.
Lily, you nasty. Close Lily, it down, like girl.
All right.
That's the first time she's ever been quiet.
We've caught her on tape a few times. It's harder now with these mics because they're pretty good at cutting side sounds, unless your voice is mine.
In which case, it's currently being picked up in my mic.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
My voice, unlike every other voice, gets picked up in every mic.
Your voice has a passion for microphones.
I don't even know. I was at work. I was at work the other day, like I do sometimes. And
like you go there? Or
yeah, I was at work. So we were setting up for an entertainer to come in, so we had like a mic set up.
Oh, yes.
And we were testing the mics, and I got on the mic, and I just was like, I literally can't stop talking into this microphone, and it sounded so good. It was like this if it were live, you know? And I just couldn't stop. And I was doing exactly this where I'm not actually saying anything. I'm just rambling.
Vamping.
To nobody.
Vamping. Solid.
And my coworker got on the mic and was like, you know, not as like comfortable with the mic.
Yeah.
But he just kept doing like random announcer phrases. And then we wrapped all of the Fresh Prince theme song.
Which is amazing.
To an audience of
Wrap it now.
Three.
Wrap your favorite part at the same time.
Oh. My favorite part?
Yeah, your individual favorite parts at the same time.
Chilling out, Max, and relaxing all cool, shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
Okay.
Like that.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I feel that's your favorite part.
I felt like the intro is so like iconic. Just in West Philadelphia, bone and raised. Like that right there.
Where I spend most of my days.
Yeah. Like I felt like that was like, as soon as it happens, you just know.
Because they had the full version, the like second full version, and then they had a short version. While the show is going on,
I keep seeing Milo Ventimiglia rapping this song on the internet.
Hello.
it's
I could get into it.
And I don't know why. I think that's who it is. But
I'd
also
love to see Jesse rap.
Right?
From Gilmore Girls.
Jesse in Wisconsin.
Well, if it's Milo Ventimiglia. Yeah.
Do you want to know why I know how to say his name? Milo Ventimiglia.
Because he was in Heroes for several seasons.
Because of our best friend, Anna Faris.
Oh, Anna Faris, her best friend. Listen to her podcast.
Anna Faris' podcast, Unqualified. We have no affiliation, I wish. But she has like a bit where she plays like a studio, like a movie executive. And she has people like guests pitch their shit.
Yeah.
And her character has two children. Their names are Milo and Ventimiglia. It's so fucking this is funny.
Also assuming her best friend knows how to pronounce them correctly.
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't.
I mean, maybe it's wrong, but like that's how I'm pronouncing it. But I haven't listened to that podcast in a long time because I've been constantly listening to Buffering the Vampire Slayer. Also no affiliation, but I wish.
Someday we will get their recognition. They will know.
They'll know our names.
Well, they'll be our other best friends.
I was going to try to combine our names into one name, and I was coming up all Skadave.
Savely.
Scandinavian.
Scandinavian.
I mean,
there's an A in there,
from all of our names.
One A for me.
It's like that, but that really only fits one of the three.
Right? It's true.
Let's just call us Triple A. Because we all have
We all
one.
Have A's. It's all our second initial.
Right.
So, like, we're a mechanic service in the States?
Yep.
Call us.
And we'll grind your gears.
Triple A. Yes. Triple A. Triple A.
Triple A.
That's our phone number.
Triple A, triple A, A.
A, triple A, triple A.
One, triple A, triple A, triple A, A.
If I could get a Google phone number in Canada,
which is also just
like it's just
one.
No, one, two. A is on the two.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P Q R.
I don't know. I haven't had my
S is on P Q R S. I think T U V.
I haven't had my Nokia for 10 years. Times
right?
Change.
I haven't had used T9 word. In
just open your like call app.
Oh,
maybe. Yeah, it'd be one. We're just Pizza Hotline.
Oh, the numbers. Oh, it is. It is sued. Two.
See, unlike
but our
you
area
guys,
code is also just 222.
Unlike you guys, I use a landline. Okay, so for people that aren't, you know, 30 plus, a landline is like a cell phone, but it's like if your cell phone's always plugged in.
It lives
and
in your
has
house.
A charging case to rest in.
Yeah.
And you can only use it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it used to connect your house's internet.
Yeah. It did.
Nobody make a phone call. I'm playing World of Warcraft.
Oh my god, you pick up the phone, I was like, in your ear.
Mom,
that's gonna
I have
be
to
nice
check
for
my
you later to
email.
Your ears.
Science and power.
What? I don't know what you said.
Excuse me?
I'm just gonna drink this vodka.
I wish I had a straw so I could do both simultaneously.
I know. Well, go get a straw. Go get a straw. Okay. I can't fucking speak today. What did I say earlier, which was like 10 minutes ago and I can't remember?
Oh, that's a great question. It was something like yogos. You can fix our yogos.
Yeah, fix you guys' yogo.
Yeah, I was like, you can do this thing with our yogos. And I was like, that's how I say logos now.
But in my mind, I just heard logos and then thought yogos was just logos.
I'm glad that we're on the same page.
Yeah, thank God.
How drunk are we?
It's a lot of just scribblings on that page.
Well, we did a should, another should. It is not a drink.
Okay, that was your opening.
Yeah, I know. I fucked it up.
For your hilarious joke
I know.
From earlier.
Oh, sorry. I was talking. Anyway.
No, we passed it.
We passed it a little while ago.
Yogos.
But then you guys were talking.
Now
I just
it.
Kept waiting.
I'll edit it in backwards.
We can.
Yes, I remember back when I was a kid and I used to play with a Yego all the time.
Fuck San Diego.
You know, just like low brand Lego.
It's so much less funny. The second time.
Are they gonna kiss?
That's the abortion that happens when you try to force a joke.
How the fuck do comedy writers do it?
I don't know.
It's not respect, like reading the crowd, I think.
I guess so. I guess if it's like a different crowd, but like again, back to old Milo Ventimiglia. He's been on like a media circuit.
Yeah, his new movie, Dog in the Rain or something about racing in the rain. Hashtag and there's spawns. A puppy with Amanda Seyfried. It looks good.
Yeah, but it's love like a puppy movie. It's like somebody in one of the interviews learned that he can rap the Fresh Prince song, and it's like, yes, hello, if you grew up anywhere near the 90s, you can do this. Like, it's not a skill.
I don't know all of it.
100 times.
I must admit.
It's just not that impressive of a skill. Like, no offense to Milo.
Rap me the Arthur theme song.
I was watching, like, maybe it was one of those, like, Vogue, like, fucking so-and-so discuss their most iconic roles things.
Yeah. Or like,
no, it wasn't that. It was
the puppies for 10 minutes or, like, 9 things.
It was the lie detector one where you ask questions. They're hooked up to a lie detector. Just FYI, lie detector tests are about 50% accurate, which is less good than guessing.
Yeah. Most people...
Flip a coin.
Yeah.
Anyways, and the, like, interviewer there... They got him to like do it, and they're like, oh, I heard you can do this whole rap, and he's like, yes, and then does it. And then later I was walking through like my work, and one of the TVs was on. It was like Ellen, and she's like, I heard that you can do this whole rap, and he's like, yes.
He's like, oh my god, not
and
again.
I was like, wow, it really loses its luster when it's on like everything. A daytime talk show, and everywhere you go he also didn't do it. He was like, yeah, you know, like it was, he just like the first verse, he's like, yeah, you know, the thing, like he didn't want to do it.
Right, he's like
very low effort.
How did you like, find this out, guys, who told
I
you really this
I was, and I was just like, oh my god, you must be so sick of this. And then I realized the whole media circuit must suck.
Like the first like 5 are probably good.
Right, you're excited. Yeah, I can do it.
And then you're like, yeah,
the first 5 in like one day, because they do a fuck ton in one day. Yeah. And then by the time you're like at the end, that's why sometimes you see interviews and they're like either really good because they're just like super random, like well thought out questions that no one else has done that have kind of nothing to do with what they're currently promoting, but like actually
are interesting,
like their lives or like things they're into, which is good. Or they're just like for the 80th time. So how did you feel about making this movie?
Felt
like,
great today. Yeah. That's why I did it.
The director was fantastic. Cool. Everyone was
I really
so nice.
Love working with name drop, because you have to name drop these people.
Yep.
The end. Have you seen that interview with Mila Kunis? And it's like this young fellow, and it's his like first time doing an interview, and she just sort of takes over and it's like, tell me more about yourself.
it's so funny
and so good. And you can tell she's just like, this is, she's so over it. And she literally is. He's like, oh, I have questions I'm supposed to ask you. She's like, no, don't. I'm so tired of it. Just like, tell me more about you.
Yeah, I've heard all of these questions 1,000 times.
And she's like, this is the best interview I've ever done. And this guy's like,
and he's like, oh my god, thank
he's
you.
He's so nervous.
He's
and
horrified,
like,
I bet.
And he invites her to like come hang out with his friends later at a pub. And she's like, yeah, fuck yeah. And he's like,
and she does?
I have no idea. I could not find a follow up, but it wouldn't shock me. She's like,
pretty
she's like,
very
way.
Down to earth, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was just funny. It's like that's how everybody doing that feels.
Oh yeah,
and it's kind of why I like Hot Ones,
right?
Because they do like
there's a compilation on YouTube right now, I think, that's just like people surprised with Hot Ones questions, and it's just like a compilation of like 10 minutes of guests being like, oh,
that's
like
a good question.
Or like, wow, how did you know that? Like, how did you find
wow,
that
you
out?
Do a deep dive.
This interview doesn't suck.
Yeah.
What?
I'm eating
they
and
do
it's
intense
kind of fun.
Research. Yeah.
Cool.
And fucking, what's his name? The host. What's the fucking name?
Sean Evans.
I was like, Evan.
Evan Evans.
See, Sean I was Evans. Evan Hansen for some reason.
Oh, dearest
oh,
Evan
dear.
Hansen.
Evan Hansen.
Evanescence.
It's a good play.
Sean Evanescence.
But like, his memory for shit like that is amazing. It's like, so
because he doesn't have cards,
no, nothing, he just has it in his head, and it's like, yeah, that's part of what makes him such a good host. Like the premise behind it, the like fucking chicken wings and shit, is fun.
It's the gimmick, but and, it's yeah. more well, but, than that.
And it's like to keep them on their toes a little bit and like yeah. drop them out of the boring questions if there is one.
Yeah. But he's and people such a tell good host you more when one. They're in pain.
Well, but yeah, it's a little bit like torturing them, right?
Tell me what you know.
How do I get your millions?
Did you see the Cats one with Kristen Bell?
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny.
So good.
And at the end, spoiler alert if you don't want hot ones, at the end when they're doing like the last dab and she's like, did Dax do this? Because, you know, her yeah. husband. And Shada was just like, yeah, not only that, he went back and did it again. He asked for another chicken wing to do it again. And she's like, of course he did, that asshole.
Right.
And I just thought it was like such a genuine, adorable moment. And I was like, oh,
I love so them cute. Together.
I want them to see them forever.
They're so funny.
Knock on wood.
You know.
Unlike Anna Faris and stupid Chris Pratt. He's too famous.
Again. He's married again.
Is he married already? Again?
He married Catherine Schwarzenegger, I think. So like Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter
Why?
Or something, I think.
Why?
I don't know. She's hot or something. Maybe she has a personality. I don't know. They have a ranch together.
Could just
That's
imagine.
So weird. Oh,
call me daddy. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
like I believe the relation is of that essence.
Now I'm curious because like I just sort of assumed that things ended because he got like really famous and you know, but the fact if he's married to fucking
yeah, that's not but low key.
But like at the like, same time, they've been broken up for like 3 years.
Has it been that long?
Wow.
That's years. Still...
He did move on quickly, I felt.
I was going to say, that's a short fucking turnaround. Like,
they just got married with this year.
From married for, like, a long ass time.
10?
I think, something like that.
Their kid is like, ew. Ooh.
Yeah, they've been...
Oh.
They've been married a long time.
Yeah.
To...
Pre-fame.
Broken up, divorced, remarried. That's yeah. a short turnaround.
Yeah. Unless the person... No, I'm going to say it's probably worse when they die. You should grieve longer.
But I think that you kind of need like...
Unless they cheat on you.
Yeah.
Then I feel like it's fine to
yeah, then you get can them use like, that bitterness it. And resentment yeah. to like, you know what, yeah. I'm going to move I feel like, past this shit.
Like if your partner dies and they were like an abusive piece of shit and your yeah. turnaround is like, I'm free, free balling. You know, and you just like hit the town and fuck around or whatever. Awesome, good for love you. It. But if it's Earl like a loving relationship, I feel like you need like a solid year before you dip your toes back into the dating
like,
pool.
No have fan, fun no being fan. Alone for a while.
Yeah, it's probably really hard. I can't imagine being alone. Like if Noah had to die, I would just live on your couch, just so you know.
If Noah had to die, na, 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 na.
Like goodbye, Earl.
Noah.
Are we killing my husband?
I don't know. You brought it up.
I mean, he's pretty chill. Like.
He no brought me bread.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, like he's nice, you know. But it would does all the things. Yeah.
If you've
one
been married
for
like 30 years and like your spouse passes away, it's gonna be it'd be so weird to just be like, oh,
yeah, like
I'm
I can't
alone
even
now.
Yeah, I can't even imagine it now. Never mind, like after being together longer than like people will get to a point where they've been part of a couple longer than they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Like especially you know I was 23, so when I'm 46. I'll have been part of a couple longer than I wasn't, and everything past that will be longer, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I'll have been...
And 46 is pretty young.
Yeah. How old was I when I got married?
27?
No, I was 26. I turned 27, so I was 26.
Yeah.
So
I mean...
At 52...
10 days away.
After... No.
Yeah.
5 days away.
Yeah, still, that's close. Even worse. Yeah.
No, I
just
like,
called
I was
myself
like,
27.
I paused. I was like, when did I get married? It's even been 2 years and I forgot.
What year is it?
So when Who I pass, I? Like when I'm 52 years old, I'll have been this new name longer than I was my maiden name, which is really weird to think about.
Hmm. Yeah, but you were like 26 and 360 days.
Yeah. No, old. But yeah, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I was really close to 27. I had my birthday on our honeymoon. It was great. I got so trashed. So trashed.
I love it.
There's pictures in my phone from then of like, it's like, I took a picture of every drink because we went to the hotel bar and we were staying at the like fucking Empress in Victoria,
like,
which is the fanciest hotel.
Make me a drink.
Well, we were just sitting there and it was like getting later and later and there was nobody around. So it was just like us and the bartender like kind of tidying up and doing shit. And I was like, I want a drink, but I want one drink of every drink. Like, I want every one drink of every like major liquor and I want it to be that liquor forward. You know, I want to get like a feel for all the liquors. And so I took a picture of every drink And I was looking through my phone like the next day, and I was like, oh, I remember that drink. What the fuck is in this? Like, what is this? I don't even know. And then it was like just a picture of a fireplace. And I was like, what the? Where did this fucking fireplace come from?
Did I drink it?
And no, did I drink a fireplace? What?
Were we doing fire shots?
What's happening? And then Noah's like, oh, yeah, no, you went to the bathroom and you came back and you were like, there's a fucking fireplace. There's a fireplace in the bathroom.
It's a nice
place. I'm told. Yes. I'm told there's
a fireplace. Of course there is. I love it.
I don't know how I got
here. I mean, those toilet seats are cold, you know? You got to warm that up somehow.
Your what?
Those toilet seats are cold. You gotta warm them up somehow.
I thought you said, fire. Those tits are cold. You have to warm them up somehow.
I was like, have you met?
She had a new husband.
Yeah, I was gonna say women don't generally go to the toilet to heat their tits.
I was gonna say. But, also, tits are generally pretty warm, like
very close to the armpit.
If your hands are cold, just put them under some titties. Oh, warm them right up.
You can
noted.
Put them under.
Can you not?
I can now. I have giant tits.
Well, now you know what I mean. If your hands are cold, just boob sweat. Dip them in the boob sweat.
Boob sweat and dreams. Boob sweat and dreams.
Sometimes, if your boobs get too sweaty, you just put deodorant on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Baby powder. Whatever.
Yeah. You'd if it, like, in the summer, I'm not going to lie, when it's, like, really hot, it'll be, like, deodorant, then baby powder.
Which kind of deodorant? Or antiperspirant?
Yeah, antiperspirant. The Old Spice antiperspirant. The super sport one.
I love it. I can't use the Old Spice antiperspirants because they're white and all I wear is black.
It's
and
so white.
I have a really bad time at not getting it all over my person. Not just my armpits and the inside of the shirt, but also like the front of the shirt and my tank top and my pants or like my hair one time.
I don't know. What? How?
Interesting.
The armpit part of every shirt I own is just
I'll
white now.
Go, like this way. In.
Permanently. Whenever I do that, I get it on the neck of my shirt and also my neck.
And tits and everything.
Yeah. Yep. But it works so good.
That's why I use a clear antiperspirant and then an Old Spice deodorant on top.
Smart.
For protection Smart. And flavor.
Yummy.
You'd know.
I would.
You.
He licks my armpits. That's a lie.
Oh, the picture in my head is so fucking bad.
It's like, so it's like,
it won't stop. It's in like slow motion.
I put deodorant on yesterday and again this morning, but I haven't showered. I also haven't shaved in a couple days. Digs. Freudian slip.
So
much?
Gross. I wouldn't even watch you lick my armpit.
And then
I like, would.
But I've seen like movies and stuff where they'll be like, ooh, loving on the girl, and they'll like start at the hand and go up her arm and like work down her armpit to her boob, and I'm like,
I would like giggle and smack. Like,
smack. You're trying to tickle them at that point.
Fucking Gomez and Morticia? Smack is what would happen.
Like, it's cute life. For a hot minute, and then it's not cute for a lot of minutes.
It's cute for like one case, and then it's like, stop. I fucking hate this.
I'm not that ticklish, but like, if you lick my armpit, I'd probably not enjoy it.
I wouldn't enjoy it either.
Okay, but like,
what if I just shower?
Do you give a little like sniff to the armpit?
Was it the other day you had your literal entire face in my armpit?
Oh no, I was leaning up against you.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, Noah thinks that I'm fucking weird, but like when he comes back from work, sometimes I like to just like nuzzle like in, you know, with his arm around me and have a little. Sniff.
If it's like a good boy smell, then
yeah, because it's like his like deodorant plus his like natural
don't sniff
human
armpits.
Musk.
Dave is just wonderful natural human musk.
I but smell like baby powder.
Tenactin in dreams. But Dave smells good. He doesn't even wear deodorant.
Yeah, but that's nice, right? Yeah. Like that's a nice.
That's a win.
Scent.
Also
Noah
cheap
also
on
only really wears deodorant when he goes to work. So outside of that, I'm like, you smell so good, and he's like, oh, I feel so gross, like, oh, I'm sweaty. And I'm like, yeah, that's the point. Like,
so meanwhile, you're actually licking Noah's armpits.
Oh no, just that's deep, deeply sniffing.
Just full on open mouth inhale.
And he thinks it's weird, and I don't think it's that weird.
Boys smell like. As a female, like, scent, is it, like, a hormonal sexual trigger?
Hell
so,
yeah.
So, like, if you smell good, people want to be fucking.
Yeah, it's like.
I want to get Dave, like cologne for special occasions.
Oh, because ooh. She doesn't like how I smell.
No,
because
I like the candle you no, have special, in your apartment.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like for when we go out to dinner and we both wear our perfume and then we're like, ooh, and then it's like scent memory and you're like, let's.
I have,
it is nice. I like wearing cologne.
I also wear cologne.
Yeah, true.
Wait.
It's a good smell, though.
Yeah, you are wearing cologne.
Smells nice, though, right?
It is nice.
Just do it. Can you reach?
I've smelled you before.
I've smelled you before.
I wear cologne, like full on actual cologne, like men's cologne.
Say what it is. Let the viewers know. Or is this your special secret?
Logs.
Lacoste.
Lacoste. I was gonna say Augustina.
The pot company.
I mean, that is like, a wonderful smell.
All I know pot. About it is there's an alligator.
Yeah, Lacoste.
Yep, Lacoste.
They do good. It's green.
Yeah, they do good smell.
Smells really nice. And fucking Old Spice Sport fucking.
We like to smell like deodorant. Men so that we're just happy all the time.
And I'm like, I'm not looking to attract a man, so why do I give a fuck?
Dave's gone a lot. I just sit here and smell myself.
When wish he's when here. Noah goes,
oh, I miss you too.
Y'all, fuck
not
you.
What I said.
when Noah goes on a vacation, which is like pretty rare, he'll like leave me one of his sweaty shirts, and I just like put that on a pillow, draw a face, and snuggle it
masturbate
at night.
Masturbate upon it.
I attach. One of my
dildos. Stuff it full of like.
You stick it to the wall clothes. And then.
Yeah, I take a pair of his jeans and I like stuff it full of batting, like prop it up.
I put the dick through the jean hole.
Yeah. And then go. Duh. To town. Like, what else would you do? Can you imagine? No, what I actually did was buy a full size sex doll. Ooh. For the 1 to 2 vacations Noah takes a year away from me.
Yeah, that are more than like a day.
No, just that's what I was doing in the evenings when he was working. But he's unemployed now, so.
In school.
Married to a bum, slash an ass, whatever. Whatever.
He's not a do nothing, though. He is in school.
He's in school. He's in school full time. He's going to be our breadwinner someday.
Yay.
I'm so excited.
I like bread.
He can win the bread and I'll make it.
Whoa. Well.
Why would you make it if you won it?
You already won it.
Maybe he's just going to be the bread supplies winner, you know?
Making that flour.
Yeah.
Making that dough.
Oh, beach. That's my plan.
Nice.
What I'm saying is I enjoy to bake and be baked.
Yeah. I love to be baked. That's when I eat a whole loaf of bread. I am baked.
Well, I brought you that weird French loaf that turned into like an interesting shape.
Tasted good. I had a little nosh already.
I thought I was originally going to give you the other like whole loaf, and then I thought you would probably appreciate the loaf that size because it's smaller, so you can like have a smaller piece at a time.
Smart. Yeah, we have to eat it all tonight or we can't eat it. Just kidding.
I'm like...
We're healthy, but we're not in
no!
We still have treats, but...
My Fitbit's dead.
Oh, your auntie was saying that Fitbit apparently has been like doing some crazy ass shit where the like the shitty one you got, Sam, that didn't work and you had to send it back. They sent you a new one. Apparently, it's been syncing weird with people's phones and like draining the data, draining the battery, doing all kinds of stuff. And then even some of them, the battery gets too hot, so it'll like burn your wrist. So they've had to do like a recall on a bunch and like send more out. Like, Fitbit, I love you, but what's going on? You're too big for your britches now or what? You used to do amazing work.
Yeah, listeners, check your
Should
Fitbits.
Should I be concerned? How do I check
I mean,
check
if it hasn't happened now, you just got a new phone, so you'd know, but it had something to do with, like, the syncing of it. Like, you couldn't sync yours. That's why it had to work.
Yeah, that's why I had to get a new one. But Noah uses that one.
Yeah, well, something about it, like, if the Fitbit app's still on it or if it's connected, it'll, like, do the data when you're not supposed to do the data, and it, like, drains the battery faster. And then may or may not also burn your wrist. I don't know.
I feel like it was, like, they must have put somebody more in charge of, like, making more money or some bullshit, because it's, like, they used to have pretty quality products.
Oh, hell yeah.
But even the like, band on this sucks. It's, like, more, it feels,
and
like,
that's
cheaper
the band
plastic.
It came with. And you're, like, you can get a better one on Amazon for, like, $1.
Yeah, from, like, China, you know, which is not, like, a great choice. Also, has anyone noticed that if you try to shop on Amazon, literally everything comes from China?
Doesn't it? Literally everything?
Like, people forget what Amazon is, right? Like, it's a third party. So, like, more of a middleman.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff that comes from specifically the Amazon warehouse. But, like, not all of their stuff. Like, a good, like, 70% of it is just
dealers. You know,
yeah, dealing for other people and not even, like, shipping for them.
So, the last few times I've tried to buy something on Amazon, I have not been able to find it in any way local at all. Like, in any kind of, like, North America being local.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was trying to buy some couch cushions. I wanted to get some, like, to match the orange part of my wall because I thought that would look really cute.
Mm-hmm. And you trust your mother-in-law to make the slip for you?
I might, honestly. Fuck, I could just buy fabric.
What a fabric couch blend. Cushions before. It's three seams and then a fourth
maybe
one.
I will do that, actually. But at any rate, I found these, like couch cushions. So first of all, I couldn't find actual just like throw pillows in the color that I wanted. So I was like, well, I'll buy like the covers and then the inserts.
Yeah.
And every single throw pillow on Amazon, all of them, either come directly from China. They're really cheap. They're like $4 for a pack of six.
Whoa.
But they'll take like 3 months to get here.
Yep.
Or
from China.
They're like $20 for a pillow. Plus $40 shipping. I could not, literally, I was like, okay, I'm just going to fucking go to IKEA.
Yeah.
Like, and shop around locally to see what I can find. But every single time I tried to buy something on Amazon lately that wasn't like, you know, a giant pack of pregnancy tests or something was like.
Casual drop. Don't worry. We're still drunk.
I just like to have them on hand.
Just in case. You never know.
Well, like, I don't know. I meant to give abstinence. You some.
Well, good.
But I forgot. I should explain. People with an IUD sometimes stop having periods. And correct. So sometimes it's nice to just like to be sure, do a pregnancy test once a month just in case. Because if you're not having a period, like, now. I fucking hope I'm not pregnant. Because I'm pretty fucked up.
It's not going to be a good baby.
Yeah. My body has just basically stopped having periods.
Like, I mean, hello, winning.
No. Oh. I'm not on birth control.
Yeah, but it's just nice.
Not so much when you're like hoping to have a regular body.
One day.
It just stopped. Like, I had like, I went off birth control. I had like the initial like.
Periods are for ladies and men.
It could be.
Dave's just quiet in the corner. Yes.
Well, like, I don't have a lot to contribute.
You know what it's like when your period
stops. I'm aware of the subject.
You know pregnant people. You know people who've had babies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird.
I myself have a proud new little baby nephew.
Aww, baby.
Because he's mine now, and I steal him. And don't tell your sister.
He's a little potato, and
I'm not
going to
tell her nothing. It's ours.
We'll raise him together.
Oh.
He's the quietest little baby.
Oh, so this is smart. I like this plan.
This is the drama.
I should steal my sister-in-law's baby for very similar reasons.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Very cute. Not too fussy.
Still genetically similar to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like exactly the same as you. Yeah. Are we planning tandem kidnappings?
Yes.
So it's happening?
No, we're not planning it in case anyone listens to this. Nothing was premeditated.
We're just
it was
being
all
facetious. Like we're
on the cuff. Off the
yeah.
Cuff. Not planned. Unplanned.
This is a joke.
Unplanned parenthood.
That's what it should be called, though, right?
Right?
Really?
You're welcome.
Like, planned parenthood is the goal, but if you have to go there, it's mostly because of unplanned.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like their whole point is, like, you should come here if you're of childbearing age and potentially, I can't speak
if
today.
You're thinking of fucknicating.
Fucknicating?
A combination of fornicating and fucking.
I can dig it.
Fornicating is my new favorite.
You should
trip.
Consider your options because abstinence is
it just
only 99.9% effective.
Yeah.
For that 0.1% of times when you fuck.
Also, Mother Mary, bless her heart. You know, if it happened once, it can happen again.
Right? Immaculate conception, you know?
So the way to avoid becoming pregnant magically from God
prevent it
is to just have sex
and get pregnant
with someone you know.
But if you have sex and don't get pregnant and then never have sex again, you can't be a virgin birth.
True. Less likely target. I see.
Right.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
Plus if you have sex with someone then you know for sure who the dad is.
Yeah, if you only have sex with one person, it's like, it's definitely that guy.
Or God.
We or both Jesus. 3 years ago. You're the only man I had sex with.
Bam. You're the only one.
I'm pregnant right now.
Mm-hmm. Silence. That was a, just Wait, like you? A real life confession. <No.
laughs> I told you not anymore. Drinks aggressively.
Slam, slam, slam. Chug, chug, chug. I hope neither of us is pregnant or any of us. You too, Dave. I hope you're not pregnant.
I really hope so, too.
Agreed.
It'd be amazing.
Better you than me.
You'd have a C-section.
Just I think like, I'd have to.
I think.
Because there ain't no way that's passing.
Because I think it, it's otherwise it'd be like.
For sure.
On my butt?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking it would come out and it'd be like splitting a banana peel, you know?
It's like, well, oh, God. Okay. It's not as weird as it sounds because if you think about it, the vulva, the dangler of the vagina, mm-hmm. that hole is, I would say, pee hole sized on a man. If that can stretch to fit a baby head,
it's true.
Why can't you dick?
It's not meant to stretch like
I
that.
I mean,
but
sounding is a very particular fetish.
But if boys were carriers, that's what it would do.
Like, I feel like the vagina is like about as thick as the
it'd
spike.
Be like,
yeah. Right? Like, it's about as wide. And you could put a baby through that. You could put a fucking small little baby through a pee hole.
Yeah, winter. But my dick isn't an ovipositor for an insect. It's not just shooting things out.
Yeah, well, technically,
but they're appropriately sized.
Shoots tiny living beings
constantly
out. Constantly
shooting things out. Tiny in my general direction.
Weird parasite bringers. They're like parasites. They're like a half a parasite. We just carry like egg sacs of the other half of the parasite, and then they come together and they make a parasite.
And then they shoot out of your cooch.
Yeah, and then it tears out of your body.
Literally.
Or gets torn out. Those are pretty much your options.
Yeah.
None of it's pretty.
But it makes a cute baby.
Oh, you got a little parasite outside your body.
Just a little chicken nugget.
A little bit.
Little chicken nugget.
And that's my goal.
I kept to trying to become a chicken nugget or to have chicken nuggets.
I just want to go to McDonald's.
That's my goal. I just need some Big Mac sauce.
Oh, fuck yeah. Chicken nuggets and Big Mac sauce.
Hoiped,
I want it.
If I wasn't so full at the moment, yes.
Right, what did you eat today?
We ate
burritos before
like
we went anywhere.
Mexican food. Just a little bit because I also had chips before that. Then we went to his auntie's. And then we thought we were just going to have dinner, but she's this cute little hostess. So she made like a little smorg. So she had like spinach dip and pumpernickel, veggie tray, cheese board.
I want it all.
Desserts, like little
like 2 bite butter brownies, tarts. Butter tarts.
I want it. I want it.
And then we ordered for 12 people.
Yeah.
Like 14 dishes of Chinese food.
And oh boy. 12 hungry people.
Oh boy.
There was a lot left.
And then as soon as we started all eating, it was like, we probably shouldn't have ordered doubles of anything.
Mm-mm. No.
And then
we had a giant 40 person cake.
Oh boy. This sounds
and
fantastic.
Ice cream. And ice cream.
Why didn't you bring me any leftovers? I brought you a whole bread.
I'm sorry.
I brought you a whole bread. Would you like to
I'm
say something?
I'm sorry.
I brought you a whole bread. Are you going to tell us a story, Lily?
Just one time I'm a pretty cat and my mommy loved me and she said, I will feed me. And then I said, I'm going to poop in your face, Mama, love you, bye.
Jesus Christ, Lily, you're terrible. That's a terrible story.
True story, true story.
It's terrible.
I mean, yeah, it's Facts. Definitely accurate.
But she does love to cuddle. Anything else you have to say? Yep, that's about right.
So we made it clear that this is just a catching up and no movie, right?
At the beginning I said,
okay,
we're not watching a movie. You're watching us live our lives via the mouth.
This is what it's like if you were just sitting in Kaylee's apartment. This is what it's like. And Lily just yawned.
Nice.
Like, wow, you're
so
fun.
Cute.
This is going to be a weird ass thing for you to edit.
It's just a stream of consciousness.
Yeah. Oh, are we calling it quits?
But
I'll
I will
just saying.
Give Dave one chance to say something because we've railroaded you a little bit in this time that
it
we spent
our,
together.
It is ours.
Hey, it is your guys' show.
You can have one story that
tell me
you'd
a story.
Like to tell.
One story. Ah,
one story.
What tale will I weave for you today?
Tell me the story about the t-shirt you're wearing.
Oh.
Where did it come from?
Indeed.
Hot Topic?
Yes.
Indeed.
Did I just tell the story?
You told the story. You're welcome.
Remember that time I said we were railroading?
I did it again. You're like a fucking train tracks crossing. It's okay, I can tell the story. You went to Hot Topic and bought a Ravenclaw t-shirt.
Indeed I did, because it's my house.
Yeah, it's your house. There you go, I did it. What? I fully stole your story. Tell us another story.
Would you like to tell my story?
What's the story? You're growing your hair out, so you can cut it off. Yep. That's your story. I'm really great at being succinct.
That's a great story. A to B. Easily. Just like
that. That's pretty much it. Have a good one.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, I'll let you tell the story.
I don't know what story to tell.
He's got nothing.
I had the Ravenclaw shirt, and you took that from me.
I did, didn't I? Sorry, I'm a Hufflepuff. I like to burrow into the ground and steal shit because I'm a badger. This seems right. This seems accurate, right? Fuck you. Yeah. Slytherin over there.
Niffler's like the gold.
But they're like Hufflepuff creatures.
Yeah.
Hufflepuff.
And speaking of.
We're all Hufflepuff on this blessed day.
Like to get it going. So.
I was trying to come up with more stories to bring up and then steal from you, and I couldn't come up with anything.
That'd be insane.
Well, thanks for listening to this stream of consciousness.
Yep.
I'm drunk.
Conscious
sneezes. Consciousnesses. Conscious sneeze?
Consciousnesses.
Your knees are conscious.
There's three of us.
That are awake.
Oh, I was thinking. Tired. I was thinking conscious sneeze. Achoo!
Oh, bless.
Like I sneezed out this stream of consciousness.
Interesting.
Oh, this podcast is brought to you by boogers from Sam Snow. Sneezed Achoo! Out for your pleasure. Where can they find us if they need more of not this?
I don't know. Do they really need to? Has anyone listened to now?
Has anyone needed this? Have you made it this far? You can find us on all the places. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah.
We have an email. We have a website.
It's literally all Shutterbugs. The Instagram, Facebook, Twitter is just Shutterbugs. The website is Shutter-Bugs, and somebody owns Shutterbugs.com, and I can't get it from them. I want it.
Assholes.
I should do like an alert on Shutterbugs.com.
Right.
Because somebody has to keep paying for it, right?
It's our domain.
Let's check and see if it exists. I'll check later.
In like 25 minutes. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
We're active on Instagram and Facebook. And then somehow my Instagram de-linked from the Twitter. So there's just zero activity on Twitter.
Don't go to the Twitter. It ain't worth it. Not worth it. We will not talk to you. We will not know.
That Twitter bird is crashed and burned.
Yeah.
You can check out also our shit and a bunch of other shit on nerdopotamus.net.
That's it.
That's our network that we're part of.
If you find our phone numbers, you can text us.
Give us a text.
You won't, but if you do.
204-867-5309.
That's a real Manitoba treasure. Yeah,
that poor person is going to be bombarded. No, literally singles of calls.
No, it's a little number you can call. It just plays the song. You call it
and it plays 867-5309.
It's like 867 is like Minidosa Nipua.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love
that. It's amazing. Have you never called this number?
I have not.
Oh my God, it's beautiful.
We're going to call this number.
It's so good. We're going to go do that now. Bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. Adios.
Goodbye.
Good evening. Ha ha.